action sheets here. Most of them we're going to bring forward no recommended change. One key item I do want to share with you when it comes to the waterfowl hunting seasons, in particular for Commissioner Locken, and I think the rest of the commissioners have been through at least one process of waterfowl hunting seasons. When we do the waterfowl hunting seasons, we have to consider the federal framework when we're talking about ducks, geese, swans, cranes, all the different migratory waterfowl species. And we have gone from doing waterfowl seasons in winter to later winter to actually moving them back here into the fall, primarily because of how the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has changed their overall calendar schedule and process for doing, establishing the federal framework and establishing seasons. So hence why we're bringing forward waterfowl seasons now for proposal finalization in November. There's a key U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service meeting that will take place on October 16th, and that is the SRC, or the Season Recommendations Committee, or excuse me, Service Regulations Committee. Sorry, there's too many acronyms out there. That they look at all the states and framework and proposals for seasons and do thumbs up, thumbs down, so that if there's something that doesn't go through at the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service here mid-month, we can always come back at November and make the appropriate adjustments if necessary. So that all being said, I'm going to start out with number 12, Mr. Chairman and members, on the duck hunting season. Again, this is just for 1 year because we do these on an annual basis because of that federal framework. They must like my recommendations. Perfect. I should speed that up just a little bit. I don't know if they're cheering for the Fish and Wildlife Service schedule or what we're bringing forward here, but so under the duck hunting season, we just have one recommend change. You can see the season dates based on the structure at the top there. It's a 6 duck daily bag limit. And then we also have the opportunity, which we've been incorporating the last couple of years, a 2 bonus blue wing teal that is attached to the first 16 days of the season as well. So they could have a total of 8 birds that day. So it's a neat duck hunting opportunity. The one recommended change we have for you is to decrease the pintail daily limit from 2 to 1. And I will be the first one to tell you this is very odd coming in front of you to do this, because just last year we came to you and said, would you please increase it from 1 to 2? And also we will tell you it's frustrating when we deal with these framework changes that seem to occur on an annual basis. And Director Life is our agency's board member on the Central Flyway Council, and I can assure you he's more frustrated with it than what I'm even portraying to you when it comes to this. That being said, because the framework is in place right now that the bag limit can only be 1 for pintail, we do need to make that adjustment. We don't have the latitude to go above what that framework is, so hence why we have this framework change in front of you. So that would be to decrease the pintail daily bag limit from 2 to 1. And that's the one change we have for the duck hunting seasons. Mr. Chairman, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you. Commissioner Olson. So moved. By Commissioner Olson. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor of the motion, say aye, please.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Very good. I hope not. Please don't ask me to. 12A, goose hunting season. Most of it is in place like it was last year. You can see the different goose hunting units, 1, 2, and 3, and where those lie within the state by the colors indicated there. The daily limits for Canada geese and light geese and white fronted geese. And that's the key one recommended change we bring forward to you this year for the white fronted goose hunting. Right now we have in place an 86-day, two-bird daily limit for white-fronted geese. What we do know from harvest information is that white-fronters typically come through in a very smaller window, if I may. It's not this constant moving through or migration throughout the hunting season in particular. And oftentimes when they come in groves, and it's a wonderful hunting opportunity. So looking at that, we know through the framework that we have the opportunity to actually do a shorter day season, 74 days, but could increase that daily bag limit by one to a total of three. And we weigh the pros and cons in looking at this and talking to actually some waterfowl hunters that, you know, those folks that we talked to said, geez, if we had the opportunity to harvest three instead of two and we know it's not an impact, we'd sure love that opportunity. So we bring forward this recommended change. We believe that makes sense. The other key part to this is the change of this for the season dates for white fern and goose would coincide with the duck hunting season as well. So it'd also be somewhat of a simplification of regulations for our waterfowl hunters. They know when they're out duck hunting, they can also harvest white fern and geese, that those dates would match up with our north and middle zones on the eastern part of the state. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I'll turn it over to you and the commissioners. That's our one recommended change for goose hunting.
Questions or comments or motions? Moved and seconded to approve the change, the proposal. Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries.
Next page, 12B, Sandhill Crane. We do have one recommended change here for your consideration. The sandhill cranes that primarily come through South Dakota are part of the mid-continent population. And right now, the eastern boundary of where our crane hunters can hunt is Highway 281 in South Dakota. We know every year we have cranes that are on the other side or the east side of 281. In particular, I know a great example there is in Beetle County where we do have some crane harvest occur. So going back and looking at the regulations and the opportunities that exist for us, in consultation with the service, we're bringing forward you a recommended change to expand that eastern boundary of Sandhill Cranes a little bit farther east. And what it would be is starting from North Dakota, we'd be using Highway 25 going down until we hit Highway 34, then just jog over a little bit and then going south on 81. And that would expand some of those opportunities for Sandhill Crane hunting in South Dakota. The reason for not going all the way over to the way eastern or including the whole state, there is a eastern population that we do see a few birds coming into Grant County, Roberts County area, and there's still efforts ongoing to increase the expansion of those birds and potential population levels. And so from those reasons, we believe that it would be appropriate to move it to 25 and 81, expand opportunities, and still fall within the management scope of Sandhill Cranes. Mr. Chairman.
Questions, comments, motions?
So moved.
Second.
Move to approve.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, I've got there's probably four or five more waterfowl seasons that we have no action. I will go over them very briefly. And if there's anything that is of interest to you that you want to further discuss, we'll certainly do that. But knowing that we didn't bring forward any recommended action, I'm not going to spend as much time, but I'll just quickly go over them all at once if you're okay with that approach.
Sure.
Okay. So 12C, August management take. Again, no change there. Currently, it only takes place out in Pennington County, and our primary reason for that is working with the airport at Rapid City to help deter geese from coming into that airspace. The city airport has been very appreciative of those efforts. They know that it can't solve everything, but believe that it is important to retain that, and so we continue to retain that. It's no longer in the east. It hasn't been for a couple years because our bird number is at a more manageable level right now. Early fall Canada goose season, essentially that month of September. Again, no recommended changes there. Would start on September 7th this year to the end of September, and in daily bag limit is 8 in Unit 1, which all falls within the parameters established within the Resident Canada Goose Management Plan. Special Canada Goose Hunting Season 12E is the goose hunting season opportunity down in Bennett County, where we actually have a limited number of licenses, 800, and then that license gives you three tags for the harvest of three Canada geese. You can see the statistics down there. We've talked about this season a couple different times. Bringing forward no recommended change at this time, but I will tell you that we continue to monitor this particular season in terms of participation, the number of licenses going to unique hunters and so forth, and we'll continue to do that. Tundra Swan Hunting Season 12F, no recommended changes. Unique hunting opportunity. We typically don't sell out all of the licenses for this season, but certainly a unique hunting experience for many people and one that's greatly enjoyed. There's availability of licenses for both residents and non-residents. And then youth waterfall season on 12G, no recommended change. Again, on this particular season, it's for 2 days. It's the weekend prior to the regular duck season opening, and they use the same daily limit and possession limit as the regular waterfall season. Great opportunity for youth to get out there and enjoy that waterfall experience. And then, Mr. Chairman, number 13, under waterfall hunting season, your last action sheet is the spring light goose conservation order, and we do have a recommended change for your consideration. Again, this is the conservation order for snow geese in the spring, and the conservation order is in place to help reduce the population, and quite honestly, even having the conservation order in place is not accomplishing that. These birds have been beyond successful in reproduction, and honestly, they're eating themselves out of home in their nesting grounds. It's unfortunate, but their numbers are extremely high and way above population objective. So the conservation order is in place, and one of the things that happened this last year is we had snow geese that hung around, in particular in that northern tier of the state, probably a little bit longer than normal just because of that abnormally strange and odd April month that we had. In particular, we had an individual come to us that does waterfall hunting and said, you know, we had birds in the middle of May. And under our current structure, the season was ending earlier, about the first week of May. And we looked at that and looked and visited with that individual and looking when birds are around and bring forward a recommended change to extend the last day or the end date of the spring conservation order to May 15th. And that would put it in mid-May. Most years, if not the vast majority of the years, snow geese are not going to be hanging around anymore in South Dakota. There might be a few stragglers here and there. But in the event that there are and that opportunity exists, there's certainly no harm in harvesting some snow geese. So we bring forward the recommended change to end on May 15th versus the current structure of the 79 days beginning after the Unit 2 season closes. Mr. Chairman.
Questions or comments or motions?
I move to approve.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes.
Very good, Mr. Chairman. That ends our proposals for you.